I want to talk to you about how, why, and when advertising works. And I'll tell you a story about how advertising worked on me just recently. And then I'm going to give you a couple of concepts you can share with your prospects and advertisers. And they'll see you as a source of business advantage and someone who's way different from your competitors. And they'll feel more comfortable doing business with you because you've taught them how advertising works. I visit Bob Hoffman's website frequently to see what he's posting. If you don't know who Bob Hoffman is, says Media Post, then you really don't work in advertising. That, or you have not steeped yourself in the wisdom of this man. I started reading his article, The Three-Word Brief, and then I got to this sentence. Ironically, the less energy people spend analyzing brand meaning, the more important top-of-mind awareness, or as Professor Sharp might call it, mental availability becomes. And then I quit reading at that point. I went back and read it later, but I had to see who Professor Sharp was, because if Bob Hoffman is quoting Professor Sharp, I want to know who that is. And here he is, Professor Byron Sharp. He's the director of the Ehrenberg Bass Institute at the University of South Australia, and they are the world's largest center for research into marketing, according to them. And he's the author of How Brands Grow, and his new book is How Brands Grow, Part 2. And then I did the AI search on him, and this turned up. Physical and mental availability are key marketing concepts, particularly as Professor Byron Sharp outlined in his book, How Brands Grow, More AI. Mental availability refers to the probability that a buyer will notice, recognize, and or think of a brand in buying situations. This concept is crucial because consumers often choose a mentally available brand that is good enough rather than fully researching all options, especially when pressed for time. What kind of microwave do you have? I was watching an interview with Byron Sharp, and he asked the interviewer that question. And the interviewer says, I really don't know. And I was watching, and I said, I don't know what brand I have. Sarah and I moved into this house 11 months ago, and I didn't know what brand the microwave was. It was here when we got here. And I had to go out to the kitchen and find out that it's a KitchenAid. I took a picture of it. As you can see, I hadn't changed the clock in 11 months. I changed the clock to 2:25 and went back and watched more of the interview. I was doing a presentation for a group of 24 radio salespeople a few weeks ago. And I asked them, what kind of microwave do you have? It was sort of our icebreaker. 12 people didn't know, 11 people knew the brand, and one person didn't have a microwave. So 48% of the people knew what kind of microwave they had. 52% didn't know or didn't have a microwave. Physical availability refers to a brand's presence during a buying situation. This includes being in stock, having a website that doesn't crash, and being available on platforms where customers expect to find you. And here's the conclusion of the AI report. Sharp's work challenges traditional marketing strategies, such as a segmentation, targeting, positioning, STP theory, which suggests brands grow by attracting a narrow customer segment and or responding to unique need states. Instead, the focus should be on building mental and physical availability. Here's the story. It's January 6th, 2025. And I'm looking at the weather report, and on Friday, we're going to get scattered showers. No big deal. See, this is the 7th, Tuesday the 7th. It looks like a wintry mix is likely. Now, in Chattanooga, a wintry mix is snow flurries and maybe a little sleet. And then on Wednesday, the 8th, it says 4 to 8 inches on Friday. Friday, Sarah's birthday, and we're talking about that. And she said, we don't have a snow shovel. We've lived in apartments for the last few years. We started shopping for snow shovels on Wednesday. Our favorite hardware store, which is the closest place to us, was sold out. And so Sarah talked to the person at the store and said, if you come in at 7 o'clock on Thursday, we might have a few delivered, but you better get her early because everybody wants a snow shovel. Of course, she checked Amazon, and Amazon had plenty of snow shovels, but they couldn't get one to us until the Monday. So the snowstorm was on Friday, and we needed a snow shovel. Walmart was sold out. Home Depot was sold out. Lowe's was sold out. She said, I can't find a snow shovel anywhere. But then I said, have you tried Target? And she went on Target's website, and they had four in stock. And she bought one of them. It was 35 minutes away, and we didn't want to wait for delivery. So we drove out and got the snow shovel. And it snowed 4 inches on Friday. And I shoveled twice, but I had this trusty shovel from Target. I don't know what brand it is, but I got it for $12. Mental availability, I finally thought of Target, and physical availability, Target had 4 in stock and we were able to get a snow shovel on Wednesday. Here's what I recommend you do. Think of a purchase you made and tell your prospects and advertisers a story about that. Tell them about how advertising played a role in your decision and how mental and physical availability played a role. And share the concepts with them. That way they look to you as a resource and want to buy advertising from you because they know how, why, and when their advertising is going to work. Talk soon.